And welcome to me and Riley's podcast on traumatic events and how we cope with finding Princess in the Pool. All right, me and Riley are here to talk about our traumatic event of finding my neighbor's dead dog in my pool. Riley, do you remember how it happened?
I remember from that night, it all started when Kayla and I got bored, so we went out to the backyard to play basketball.
Oh, yeah. We found a random basketball and I would pass her the ball and she'd shoot some hoops.
Then one of the shots I missed, and that's how it all started, folks. So after I missed the shot.
Oh, no!
Right, it's a tricky one.
Okay, so yeah, one of the shots missed, right? And. One of the shots missed, right? And so the ball rolled onto the pool mat, and our mat was like a heater at the time because it had just turned summer.
It looked like a big blue tarp all across the pool.
Yeah, it was like mid-April or something? April 28th, I want to say?
Just after my birthday.
Just after her birthday, man. Oh my god, yeah, I know. So the ball rolled onto the mat, and the mat just floats on top of the water to heat up the surface.
The ball went into the middle of the pool, dead center.
Very middle. So I get out the net, and we're about
the
to,
long
like...
folding?
Mm-hmm. We're about to take the ball off, and we see, like a big air bubble, right? And so, Riley...
Let me tell this part. No, so Kayla has the long
net.
And she's like, Riley, come over here. Look at this air bubble. And homegirl Kayla, sweet little Kayla, wow. She takes the pole and starts smacking the air bubble. And, oh, wow, so sad. And so we realize that the air bubble is not going down. And we're like, something's under here.
So basically, I hand Riley the stick because she's like, let me try poking down some other air bubbles that aren't as big. And they go down. But this giant one does not go down. So we're like,
we're running through what it could be.
Yeah.
Pool floaties.
Like something's up. And I'm like, oh, maybe it's a dead squirrel. We get dead squirrels all the time. So
But keep in mind, let's picture this. The air bubble is massive.
It's huge. So I'm like, okay, let's figure this out. So we get the ball off, and I tell her to grab a corner of the tarp, and we start pulling it back. Riley.
The second we start pulling it back, that stench! Mm-hmm. Oh, God!
It was absolutely horrible.
It was awful!
I still remember it to this day. It has never left my system.
Guys, we had to evacuate. We had to take 5 in the corner.
Anytime I pass, like, a roadkill or something, it just reminds me of Princess, man. The smell, man. All right. So we start pulling back the tarp, and we're curious. We're like, all right, what's this going to be? Did we just find, like, a dead squirrel or something?
So now that the tarp is uncovered, me and Kayla are staring at this object, and we're staring. There's no words shared. It's dead silent. We're both just staring at this object under the pool for a good 15 seconds. And all of a sudden, I look up at Kayla, and both her hands cover her mouth, and she just starts mumbling something that I couldn't make out, and she runs inside. So obviously, I'm scared, so I run after her, and I'm like, what's going on? And then I hear it. That's my neighbor's dog.
Yeah, so once we uncovered the tarp, I looked at it. My first reaction was like, oh, that's a stuffed animal. Why does it look like that?
Like a stuffed animal.
It looked like a stuffed animal. Yeah, no. And so I was like thinking, I'm like, what is that? We don't have any stuffed animal floaties. And I'm looking and I see a familiar like collar, basically like a little stuffed collar to keep them from going through the fence, because they're tiny dogs and they always sneak through the fence. And they literally always would get out, like, into our yard, but never into our backyard. Like, they would start attacking me and my mom, and we hated these dogs. They've gotten out so many times, and we've tried to help, but it's just, they just get put outside and left there for hours.
Now, Kayla, let me ask you this. There's Dr. McClure. What was your first thought when you seen this object that we have just discovered. What did you first think it was?
I thought it was a stuffed animal. Yeah, no, I was like, I thought squirrel, cat, stuffed animal, you know? What? I don't even know. And so I was holding the tarp, and I realized, like, it hit me. So I dropped the tarp, put both hands to my mouth, like, jaw to the floor. Yeah, no, I didn't tell Riley anything because I was in shock. I was in shock. And I mumble. I'm like, that's my neighbor's dead dog. And I run inside, and she follows shortly after. I'm like, we got to go tell my mom, man. So I go into my mom's room. She's half asleep. I go, Mom, I just found the neighbor's dead dog in the pool. She goes, are you serious? Are you effing serious, man? So she jumps up from the bed. I go to the garage, tell my dad, man. And he's like, I see a little shock in his eye, like a tear forming. And he's like, oh, man, that's real sad. Because we didn't like the dogs. They would always bark and stuff. But it was still really sad for him, you know? And so we run outside. My mom, like, is grabbing boxes now and a trash bag. And, yeah, so she wraps up the dog. She's going to give it to the neighbor. She's going to bury it for them because she wants it out of our yard because it's, you know, stinky. And me and Riley start vlogging.
I just remember that day. It was so sad. All I can remember is just about crying, and Kayla was just like, wow, that sucks. And I'm just in the corner like, oh my gosh, is this real? And then I was like, I gotta go home. I'm not taking the blame for this. So that night was pretty traumatic for the both of us. But
yeah, but basically my mom and I talked it out, and she checked the cameras in the backyard, and she didn't see it come in at all. But we believe it was there for about 3 days, so it was in there for a long time, and the neighbors were very sad. But all right, so we're gonna talk about how we coped with it. How did we cope with it, Riley?
Right after the incident, Kayla and I headed inside, and at this point it was maybe like 2:30 around there. And we went into Kayla's bedroom, and we started talking, and we just sat there and we talked about what had happened, and we talked for a good while. And anything you would like to add, Kayla?
Yeah, no, we just explained it, like how what our thoughts were during the whole process and like what we were thinking. And man, it was like, it felt good to get it out and like talk it through, I guess. And like a week or two after, like she would just come over for a sleepover, and we'd immediately start talking about it. Like, it's because we were the only people that we could talk to about it because we experienced it together. I mean, like, I felt like it brought us closer than ever, like before, you know, and I think it really helped in our bonding experience.
And sometimes, like, we'll talk about it in kind of a funny manner, but in my opinion, it was very traumatic what we had to actually see and do that night. And so going through that traumatic event together, I feel like it did bring us closer as well.
Yeah, we really try to mask the event and our trauma with humor. We use humor, and it works, man. So, because we already talked out our feelings, and we know how we feel, so now we can just, I guess, laugh about it, look back on it, and try not to cry, and, you know, so, I guess.
Thank you. We appreciate y'all for listening to our story, and we hope you
enjoyed our story time.